KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The prices at the pumps are going up and down next month, and it's good news if you're buying diesel. You can expect a price drop per litre of between 30 and 46 cents. The cost of both grades of petrol, though, is going up by 37 cents a litre at midnight. Mineral Resources and Energy says the retail price of illuminating paraffin will decrease by 25 cents. The department's Robert Marquez says rising oil prices lifted costs, among other things.
These prices were affected by the higher oil prices and weaker rand during the period under review. The petrol prices are increasing mainly due to higher demand for driving season in the Northern Hemisphere. We have also observed that the shipping costs were lower during the period under review compared to the previous period.
South African boxing legend Dingaan Thobela, popularly known as the Rose of Soweto, has died at the age of 57. The celebrated sportsman was found in his Johannesburg home following a period of ill health. At the height of his success, Thobela was the WBO H lightweight champion from 1990 to 1992 and was crowned WBA champion in the same weight class in 1993. He claimed 40 wins from 56 fights, 26 of which were knockouts. Roads agency SANRAL has asked motorists travelling on the N3 this week to be aware of the introduction of a full road closure near the Peaceville interchange. A portion of the route won't be accessible between 2:30 and 3:00 in the afternoon today. There'll be another temporary closure on Thursday. SANRAL says the restrictions are because of blasting operations scheduled to take place on the national route opposite the Peaceville interchange. Traffic officials will be on the ground to monitor the flow of vehicles. U.S. President Joe Biden has urged the leaders of Egypt and Qatar to exert all efforts towards securing a ceasefire in Gaza. The call comes after America's top diplomat, Antony Blinken, expressed hope that Hamas would accept the latest offer. Washington, Doha, and Cairo have been mediating for months to achieve a truce in the Palestinian territory, which has endured relentless bombing by Israel in response to the Hamas October attacks. Representatives have been meeting with the Palestinian group, which is expected to respond to the proposal. And actor Gerard Depardieu will face a criminal trial over sexual assault claims. Allegations have been brought by two women he worked with on the set of the 2021 film The Green Shutters. The 75-year-old Frenchman denies any wrongdoing. He'll stand trial in October. We've got a high of 29 degrees in Durban today, Maritzburg 30, Richards Bay 32. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.